And now, unprecedented access to one of America's premier motorsports organizations. SiriusXM NASCAR Radio's Dialed In with Claire Bilain and Roush Fenway Racing invite you to come inside
Jack's Garage.
An exclusive behind-the-scenes look at Roush Fenway Racing.
Before the cars hit the track
and the crews hit the pit,
everyone convenes in Jack's Garage.
Here's Claire Bilain. Welcome to Jack's Garage.
Welcome to Jack's Garage, and in Jack's Garage and grabbing a wrench tonight, Matt Kenseth. In a warm homecoming sort of spirit, Roush Fenway Racing announced today that veteran driver Matt Kenseth, who won a Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series championship with the team back in 2003, will return to the organization next month and share driving time with Trevor Bayne in the number 6 Ford. The 46-year-old made his 650th in what many thought would be his final Cup start at Homestead, Miami, at the conclusion of the 2017 season, but Matt Kenseth never said he was retiring. And Mark Martin took to the podium today to announce Kenseth's reunion with Roush Fenway Racing, the team he drove for at the Cup level from 1999 to 2012. I bring on, in Jack's Garage tonight, Matt Kenseth. Matt, I just like your observations of today. I was at the news conference. I saw your beautiful family. I've listened to the race fans who are excited to have you back. How do you soak it all in? And let's start there. It's very cool.
Yeah, I mean, a lot happened today. A lot went on here last few weeks. So kind of a lot went into this. So it was a really neat day. It's cool to come back to Roush Fenway Racing. And, get back there with Mark and Jack and be able to drive the 6 car some this year and get back to work there. So it was a really exciting day, of course, bringing Wyndham Rewards on board, brand new sponsor of the sport. That's always really exciting as well. So it was a really neat day.
It really was. And I think for fans, did not think that you exited in a way that was due you. Now, I know what you're going to say because I know you. Well, I'm just a racer and, you don't need all the hoopla and all that. But you didn't get what you were due. You just sort of exited. It wasn't really fair. This to me seems like it's the right thing. And also, I think you got some racing left in you.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's the right opportunity at the right time. I mean, I don't really have any big vision or expectations of what exactly this is going to be honest with you, because I really don't know until I get into it. So I do feel like that, RFR is on the upswing, and they're doing things right and trying hard to get better. So I'm looking forward to getting a car. I'm obviously a real competitive person, but I'm looking forward to getting in there and hopefully I can help. Hopefully I can help make, some type of difference and help keep getting these cars running a little bit better.
What was the part that really pushed you over the top as they, came up with what would be for you the right thing? Because you said you wouldn't do it unless it was right, and they were really intent on getting you to come. Was it the racing part? Was it the helping the young drivers? Was it the future you saw with Roush Fenway to help them? I mean, truly, what was it? Because you got sweet things with your family going on. It sounds like you're going to be able to have a really good mixture, at least to start, and then go from there.
Yeah, I'd say it's a little bit of everything. I mean, it wasn't, with the timing and such, it wasn't, a huge commitment to come back. It's not like I committed to running a full series for another 3 years starting today. Every week you're gone. And so it's kind of a way to, I think, get back into it and see what it's like over there, see if I can make a difference, see how much I'm enjoying it. All those kind of things, see if we can get the cars running better. So I think it's a nice mix of kind of easing your way into it and try to get to know everybody again and the organization and, how things work and to kind of go from there. So I felt like it was just a really good challenge for me and something I would more than likely enjoy doing. There's a lot of little things, I guess, that probably pushed me over the edge, but, having several conversations with Jack, especially the last couple, probably did it more than anything.
Well, there are people that are already trying to write stories that you're already in the car full time for next year. Although Roush Fenway says, how can you get people saying that are sources when we haven't even decided what's going to happen yet? And Steve Newmark said, no, we're not that far yet. What is it that you want to do? I mean, that hasn't been decided yet. But I mean, do you even know whether you want to go full time, even if it came to be an opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, I think Steve answered all those questions, you know, really, really well, honestly. And, you know, really what we covered today in announcement is pretty much what there is to cover today. So I'm looking forward to getting in the shop next week. I had to go out of town this afternoon, and I was hoping to get to the shop and get caught up with everybody. So I'm looking forward to getting in there early next week and kind of getting started and kind of, you know, see where we're at and start kind of trying to keep my eyes and ears open, learn what I can here the next couple of weeks, then getting that car to Kansas. And then we got some races coming up in a row there that I'm looking forward to running and kind of evaluate from there and kind of see where we're at and take the next step.
I like that. Now, answer on one other thing, and I really appreciate you coming on tonight. People are debating on air, and Jack will tell the story. I'll ask you as well to tell it. Why you left Roush Fenway Racing? Some said it was because you wanted better equipment or something, but you were the points leader, says Roush Fenway, when you left. In a nutshell, without going into, you know, why did you leave? And then I'm going to ask you how they were able to convince you to come back.
Well, I mean, that was a long time ago. We're going on 6 years. 6 years ago that decision was made. So, you know, I think whenever, you know, any, you know, big career or life-altering decision is made, there's more than, you know, one factor that goes into that for sure. So, you know, like I said, that was a long time ago. I'll probably leave most of that, you know, where it was at. But I mean, I feel like, you know, I left on as good a terms as you could leave on in that sort of situation. You know, and as far as coming back, I mean, I just, you know, like I said, I just, you know, I had some opportunities to do some driving and you know, nothing really felt right. And I think the timing of this and kind of being part-time and kind of getting mixed into it slowly because you don't really know what you got in front of you, I think is appealing and trying to help Ricky and trying to help Trevor and some of the other drivers there. That's something I kind of look forward to. So, you know, decision to come back, you know, like I said, there's a lot of things into that, probably just kind of the way the thing is structured and the way that we can get started. And I don't feel like it's a super high pressure, high expectation situation, you know, right from the get go. But feel like it's more of a little bit longer term, you know, process to hopefully try to get Roush Fenway back to where it was, to be one of the, you know, more dominant teams and somebody you could think about every time you went to the racetrack that you knew you had to beat if you were going to win. I mean, that's really the goal, is to get the organization back to that.
People were asking today, they said, ask Matt when you talk to him, how quickly do you think he can make a difference? I'm not even sure, given what you're saying, that you know until you get in there and get your hands, your sleeves rolled up and kind of find out where they're at since you left.
Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you certainly hope that you can make a difference. If you can't, they probably made a mistake by hiring me to get back over there. So, you know, certainly that's the plan. I mean, I feel like there's going to be a lot of things I can do. But again, I don't really know. I haven't really been there and worked with everybody yet. We haven't been to the racetrack yet. So, like I said, I'm really looking forward to getting started in more ways than one, really. So, look forward to kind of getting that process started, you know, early next week. And of course, rolling to Kansas. And then there's several races coming up after that. And, you know, probably have a pretty good evaluation of, you know, where we're at or what I think we need to work on from there.
Well, and not everybody heard the news conference, so I'm going to ask you. I know that you somewhat talked about it then, but can you give your version of getting a call? You got a call from Mark Martin first. I heard Jimmy Fennig might have brought up, we need to get Mark Martin, but once we need to get Matt Kenseth. But once Mark Martin got the idea in his head that he told Jack you were free, Mark wanted to talk to you right away and get Jack to do it.
So. I wasn't free. I was cheap, but I wasn't free.
And you probably were, I don't know how much you were joking around on the phone when you got the call, but take us through your version of the call. I'd love that. Everybody would love that.
Which call? The call with Mark?
That started this all off. Yeah. And Jack.
Oh, I don't remember. I think, you know, I talked to Mark a couple times and, you know, he was definitely on it and had some, you know, conversations with Jack and, you know, a couple with Jimmy as well. And and really a lot of people there that I've known for really a long time, Evan and, you know, a few other guys. So there's several conversations there in a period of time.
We had some calls from people in which they were asking what they'd want to hear from you. And one of them said, you know, Matt came up through the ranks working on his own stuff. And if he's still up to date on the new chassis and could he work on it? I think the days of maybe doing that are past, but it's the feel that the driver gets in the car that you can help translate that. Can you talk about like how you'll catch up with all this if there is much to catch up on, and people really think of you as a guy who worked on your cars to get where you're at?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you know, in today's world of racing, you're more of a driver, you know, than you ever were. I feel like there was a time where you could come in and you could bring in a, you know, a chunk of knowledge and certain things you liked, and even certain components and parts and pieces that you liked, or, you know, what you wanted the body to look like, or how to build a car and all that kind of stuff. And those days are pretty well past you. So, you know, if there is a difference, it's more, I think, of driving and communicating with your crew and helping them get the car to feel like and drive like what you know it needs to feel like and drive like to be successful. So it's not so much like it was at one time where, you know, you had, you know, your favorite setup, or, you know, you knew if it felt like this, you had to change that spring. And, you know, that type of thing is, you know, kind of a thing of the past. It's just so much more, you know, reliant on aero and platform and the engineers figuring out the next thing.
Do you, were you thinking something will come up if it's the right thing? And, you know, were you resigned to the fact that if something was going to happen, it would, and if not, it wouldn't? Were you kind of at that place, or where were you at when this all came about?
You know, look, I really felt like the whole time something was going to pop up in the middle of the year that was going to, you know, pique my interest, and it was going to be something I probably wanted to do, and somebody was going to either need some help or want some help or want me to be part of the organization, and it was going to be something I was interested in, and maybe I would, maybe I wouldn't go do it. I really thought that would happen. I can't say that I necessarily sat around and wished it would happen, or thought it, you know, or hoped it would happen. I was honestly totally content either way. I was, I don't think I've ever been happier in my life than I have been the last 6 months. I was totally content at home. I was having a great time with Katie and raising the kids and the baby and the puppy and like all the crazy things we got going on at home. And that won't really change. Obviously there's a little more traveling and a little more work involved, and, you know, something to kind of more set my mind to and have a challenge and, you know, that type of thing. But I was really fine either way. I thought if something popped up and it felt like the right thing, then that was meant for me to go do that. And, you know, I feel like that was the situation.
Matt, what'd your kids say about this? Did you talk to them about it? They handled themselves so well in the photo op today as if they've done it forever. Even the baby, it was perfect. Did you talk to the kids and say, listen, I got a chance to go do this? Or how does that work in your family?
Well, the kids behaving is all about Katie, and the baby behaving was all about timing. It was in between nap and feeding. So we had a good 15-minute window there before she was going to scream. So, yeah, I mean, obviously I talked about it a lot with Katie and with the kids being there, talked to them, you know, about it as well. So they were excited. I mean, you know how it is. I mean, obviously Kaylin has been to the track the most, and the baby has no idea what's going on. So, you know, Kaylin was kind of excited to, you know, see me race again, and, you know, I think the kids kind of think that's cool to a certain extent. So you know, they were excited to be down there and be part of that today. That was really cool that everybody at Roush and Wyndham wanted the family to be there and be part of that.
Yeah. Do you have a thought on the racing this year so far? You've been watching some of it the last few weeks, and the young drivers coming in, and then the older drivers seem to have actually done better, and I don't think people are shocked at the veterans, but it's a very exciting kind of young versus veterans battle. Have you thought, when you watch the racing, anything kind of stand out?
You know, when I watch racing, I don't really think about anybody's age or how long they've been there. When I watch the cars go around the racetrack, to be honest with you, I think that's more of a, you know, marketing deal. We're trying to market and, you know, kind of pound on the young drivers real hard right now. So, you know, but when I watch the cars go around, I don't really, honestly think about that. Obviously, you know who's driving them, and you know, you see somebody's your buddy or whatever. But I don't know. It's one against however other main cars are there every week. Really, when they drop the green, and I don't know if it really matters. You know what age you are and all that. But I will say it seems like experience is winning out this year more than the other way around.
Yeah. What is it that you will tell Trevor when you do get to chat with him? And I'm sure he'll come around because you can be a big help to him. And people have been talking about that too.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's a tough situation for Trevor. I mean, it's no fun to be on that end of it for sure. But, you know, there's some positives to it as well. I mean, there's still a lot of races for him left to run. And if he wants to run them, hopefully he'll Trevor's a great guy. He's got a real strong personality. He's, he's just a great human. And I think that once it settles in and we get together and talk about it some, I mean, I'm sure he's not going to be super happy about it. But, I think he's going to handle it the right way and realize he still has opportunity to run a lot of races this year and frankly, prove everybody wrong and go out there and show them that they're making a mistake to take them out of these cars for the few races. And, that would certainly be the right way to approach it. And, I can't imagine that he would end up approaching a lot different. But like I said, I don't know. I haven't had a conversation with him yet. I know Trevor pretty well. We've had a lot of conversations in the past about a lot of things. And, I'm looking forward to seeing him and working with him.
And can you tell everybody, Matt, what is it that you just love about racing? What will it feel like to get back in a car? You know, you've always been a guy who's like, I race hard for the win every single time. And you do. You always were like that. What is it that you missed about racing? What is the part of racing that Matt Kenseth just loves? What is it?
You know, I would say the interviews and Twitter are probably my two favorite things photo shoots. Those are my top three. But no, on a serious note, I mean, just the competition. I mean, obviously we're competitive people who want to start racing to start with. And I think just the competition, the camaraderie with the guys and working with your crew chief and talking to your crew and, trying to figure out how to make your car faster than everybody else's and trying to figure out how to do it better next time. And, just all that stuff, is just the competition aspect of trying to figure out, how to beat the next guy. I mean, you're out there racing with the best stock car drivers there is anywhere, and to go out there and try to compete and try to always be better. I think that's probably the part, you miss the most.
Matt, do you know how many fans you have who were very disappointed when you were gone and are excited about you coming back? I don't know if you're kind of feeling that, but they're all listening right now. They were excited about you being on tonight, and I wonder if you kind of know you've got all that support, because you do.
Well, it's been an exciting day, and it's always, really, really, flattering and humbling when you hear from all the fans, for sure. And, last year was a pretty cool special ending of the year, and we were able to get that win and just, heard from so many different fans, different things about my career. So it's also cool to kind of come back and feel some excitement. So, like I said, I'm looking forward to getting in the car and seeing how we can perform. I just really, really don't know at all what to expect. So I'm just looking forward to really getting the shop next week and kind of getting to know everybody a little bit better and, how they approach things and how they go about things and just kind of getting to work.
Last thing, have you ever dreamed of wanting to own a race team, or the thought of coming back and helping Roush Fenway Racing, the return with Jack, who he says I should have opened up longer ago. I was mad, and now I'm so thrilled that I let that go because now I get Matt back, which is really it's a great message to send out. It's just a happy story. But have you wanted to, or have you thought about like owning a race team, building a race team, helping to build Roush Fenway Racing by helping them?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different questions there. The first question would be about owning a race team, if I ever dreamt of that. No, I think that would be a nightmare, not a dream. Owning a race team is nothing that I would ever aspire to do. So I think most of us growing up racing, our dads helped us, so my dad helped me, the first time I went racing. Obviously, the first bunch of years, he owned the cars and worked all the time to help pay for them. And as I got old enough, I got part-time jobs and sink all my money into it as well. And I'll never forget the first time I drove for somebody else, they paid for the whole car. We bought four new tires instead of like most time we could only afford two new tires. And, And I got done with the day and actually got paid a little bit of money to drive a car. And I was like, this is the greatest thing in the world. If I can ever do this and not have to pay the bills and pay for fixing a wreck and do all these kind of things, I'm gonna do that. So car ownership does not interest me one iota. But, certainly, in the future when you're done driving, depending what it looks like and what it feels like and all that, I mean, there's certainly a possibility that there might be something you'd like to still be involved in racing if it's the right situation and you're enjoying it and you can make a difference.
Well, and you also are very popular amongst the drivers. I am sure you got a lot of texts from driver friends of yours. I'm sure they're thrilled to have you back because everybody I've talked to is very excited about it.
I've had a few pretty funny ones. but yeah, I mean, there's a lot of guys, some guys I've missed seeing a lot for sure. So a lot of people that were teammates, a lot of people that are just friends, I don't see around the track as much anymore. I don't see as much anymore because I'm not around the track. So yeah, there's a lot of people I'm looking forward to coming back and seeing and racing against for sure.
Well, listen, I really appreciate you coming on for Jack's Garage tonight. It was great to see you and your family today. It's going to be great to have you back, and I hope you really enjoy it. It's a perfect setup to come back and just really enjoy the racing that you have spent so much of your career working so hard at and do some good things for Roush Fenway as well. Thank you for coming on tonight. Good luck, and I'll see you at Kansas, all right?
All right, no problem. Thanks for having me, Claire.